All right, I'm Pat, and I'm here with Josh Salter in the Pulp Monsters booth. We're actually going to, and John is going to do. John is going to do the demo with Josh. So we figure we'll just do sort of the interview while he does the demo.
Hi, Pat.
Josh, good to see you.
You too.
So tell me a little bit about this game. I've heard about it, but I've never actually seen it in play.
All right, well, Pulp City is by Pulp Monsters, as you said, based out of Poland. It is a superheroes skirmish game, miniatures game, so maybe just a few miniatures on a side, although it can be bigger. It's sort of an I-go-you-go system. I move one guy, you move one guy. So it's not like the big armies that you see in Warhammer, War Machine, things like that. So if you're a comic book fan, animatures fan, this game would be for you.
Cool. And so now we're going to go through the demo, and it looks like it seems like it's probably one that you can pick up pretty quickly, I'd assume, right?
Very quickly. Actually, the rules are available online for free, although a book is coming out at the end of the year, and I encourage everybody to pick one up because it's going to have cool fluff and everything in it. But if you just want to look at the rules to see how the game plays, it's online, pulp-city.com. So... What were you asking?
I just go ahead and have at it with the demo, and I'll sort of watch.
Okay, we'll start here. Okay, right now on the table we have four miniatures, two teams, two villains, actually. You can't have heroes, but we just have villains on the table today. Over here we have Hellsmith. He's a hammer-wielding guy. He's drawn from Greek and Roman myth. He's actually, in the fluff, he is the apprentice to Vulcan or Hephaestus, depending on which myths you want to draw him from.
I'm a Roman.
Vulcan, there you go. And over here we have Francis Gator. He is a mutant from New Orleans. So he has an ability called Gumbo, for example. Gives you a little bit of his flavor. On my side, we have a water elemental named Seabolt. He is a liquidy kind of surfer dude, as I call him. And over here we have Howler, part of the Ape Revolution Committee. Who want to bring ape dominance over everything.
Quick question. I see that Seabold has the trait annoying. Does this have a tactical effect?
It can, yes. Every Supreme, or most Supremes, I should say, in addition to their exclusive actions on the back of the card, have sort of generic abilities at the bottom. And there's a whole slew of these things, and different Supremes will have different ones, but these can actually be on more than one Supreme. Ooh. Annoying, in particular, says that if I were to rush up and charge you and pound on you, then you would have the ability to sort of escape me for free, essentially, when otherwise I might be able to take a swing at you when you leave.
So it's a drawback.
No, it's a bonus. It says that if you're in a bad situation, it's easier for you to get out of it.
He can flee, not his target.
Correct.
Oh,
correct.
That's where I got messed up. All right.
All right, well, let's see a little action here.
All right. What I like to do, show people here, is mostly what Hellsmith can do. Hellsmith, if you look at the top of his trait list there, it's a fist, and that's his strength trait. It is in red also, meaning that it is a trump trait. Now, the fact that it's a trump trait lets you do a couple different things. It lets you re-roll that roll if you get a bad roll once per round. It also gives you the ability to throw stuff and power up to get more dice. So one thing people like to do, at least on this board, is they seem to like throwing the truck at one of my guys.
That sounds fun.
Yeah,
it's very Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, throwing automobiles is always a fun thing to do.
Everything that you see in the board can be moved or destroyed or both. So the buildings, the lamppost, the truck, whatever, they can be destroyed, and we encourage people to do so.
That's awesome.
So we'll let you go first. Let's say you won the initiative roll. To move a guy, what you want to do is spend one or two points. For every point you spend, you're going to move 4 inches. So pick a guy you like, Hellsmith or Francis Gitter. There's
no facing.
Okay. So you just move wherever you like.
So I'm going to spend 1 point to get him in front of the card and hit it at you.
Fantastic. Now you can actually throw that in the same activation where you move. You can combine those two actions. So if you'd like to, you can go ahead and do that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
What you want to do is spend a couple more points.
Okay.
You're going to throw.
How many points do I have? How do I know?
You have 8 in your pool right there.
Okay.
And you just sort of move him onto his card. Yeah.
Two more to throw?
Yeah, two sounds. And then he has an AP limit of 7, meaning he can't spend more than 7, but he's got plenty of room to spend here. So what you want to do now is roll your strength, which is the very top one. So you roll a single d6.
Okay.
And you add that to your strength. And you're rolling against my defense.
2 and 6.
You have a total of 8. I have a total of 5. Now, you've already beaten me. You've already damaged me. If you want to, since it's your trump trait, you can re-roll that to increase your damage if you like.
Once at no cost, or take another.
You have to keep the second roll. So if you roll a 1 or 1, but you know your odds of rolling.
I like my stats on that one.
There you go. Well, so you got a 9, and I got a 5. I took 4 points of damage. You can now orient the car in base to base with my guy any way you like.
This is a German fire.
There you go. Oh no! Now he's blocked my charge lane, Pat. What am I going to do?
I could not have seen that coming.
I've got a plan, and you'll see what it is.
Uh-oh. Now you're in trouble now, John.
Oh, you could just hit the car back at me, couldn't you?
Well, I don't have any trump traits on my guys, so they cannot move the car.
Oh, okay.
Now, I can't remember how many points you did there, 4 or 5. But let's say you exceeded... Oh, you did, actually. You exceeded my strength on Howler here. If you look at the bottom of his card, he has Bruiser. like, you know, he had annoying, and Hellsmith has Bruiser. Bruiser says that if you do more damage than I have strength, you knock me down. It's a very bad thing in this game because I have to pay to stand up. I have to, and I get a negative to my abilities. So you knocked him down. So forget Howler. I'm going to go with Seabolt. He's going to do what's called... You're going to have to edit this because I was trying to pull out my template here. It's called Go with the Flow. I'm going to lay out this little template, and he's going to summon a huge tidal wave, and he's going to ride that bad boy right over to there. Now, he's out in the open a little bit, but at least he got past the car. So he's a little more maneuverable. But he's done for the round, and now it's back to your turn.
Okay. Well,
Now you got to go. You got to go with the red hat guy. You got to do some gumbo or whatever it was
gotta,
he does.
I got to do the alligator chomp, whatever the hell it is.
No, you can't. Not that I... you can do whatever you like, actually. You can actually do Hellsmith again. But, yeah, do something with Gator there, Francis Gator.
All right. Deal's not done. I don't want that. Okay, I don't even know what any of this shit is.
No problem.
So I'll just run up to him and attack.
Sure, you can do that. So you spend one to move, and then you're going to spend another one to strike.
Okay.
And you're going to roll your strength versus my defense. Now, you also have a trump trait there. So why don't you spend two more, and I'll tell you why. Since strength is your trump trait, you can power this up. That means you're going to roll two extra dice, and you're going to take the lower one of those in addition to the other die you roll. Okay?
So lowest and highest?
Correct. Now, not only that, you moved when before you did this, so you're going to get a charge bonus. So your strength actually goes up to 5. Okay?
So your 5. It's all based on ages.
This is 6, looks like.
Now, you lose the 6, since you have to take the lowest one, but that's not bad. So what was your total there?
That was 8, and I got 5 strength.
So you rolled 13. That's bad news for me. My defense is only a 3. I rolled a total of 8, so I take 5 points of damage. So, now we can go back and forth, but the idea is that you fill up your opponent's damage tracks to incapacitate them. But there's another way to win the game, though. Actually, there's another way you supplement your points by defeating the other guys, and that is they're called agendas. In the rule book, there are cards you cut out and you use, and they're random. If you shuffle them and pull them, you'll get an agenda card or two, and these are hidden scenarios, so to speak. Your opponent doesn't necessarily know what you're trying to do to win the game. So you might be trying to get to the opposite side of the board to retrieve a secret formula that's hidden or something like that, or maybe you have to save a number of citizens, because citizens also play into the game, just not here in the demo. So after it's all said and done, after, say, X number of rounds, you reveal how many APs you got or how many agenda points you got. You count up how many levels of Supremes you defeated, and whoever has the most wins the game.
This sounds really cool. So tell me, are there now each of the characters, I think, are they all unique, or are there, like, generic characters like, you know, soldiers or something like that?
All of the Supremes are unique. You know, they all have their own background, their fluff, their art, and all that. There are some things called minions. Some of the minions are unique. Like, for example, there's a hero called Red Riding Hoodoo, who looks like Red Riding, you know, Hood, except she's like a voodoo kind of chick, and she has a zombie wolf who's unique to her. But other guys might have like cops. Like, if you're a hero, you might bring policemen with you. Or more unique ones are, like, if you're Father Oak, you might have tree-hugging hippies. And I'm not joking, that's what they're called. They're called tree-huggers.
Awesome. So about, estimate if you don't know the total amount, but, like, how many different models are there for this game so far?
There's at least 50 or 60, and at least 30 more coming. So there is more models than you would ever want.
And so do you get, like, do they have, like, sort of like a starter box or anything, or is it just you buy individuals and start playing whatever?
There are starter boxes. They're not necessary to play the game. You do not have to have certain models to play. You basically pick heroes or villains, and you choose whichever one of those you like, and you just go from there. So you look up the rules online, and you just build your army from there. So if you want the starter, if you like the models that are in the starter boxes, you can go ahead and get those. But if something else appeals to you, you just go ahead and grab that blister, and you start playing without the starter box if you want.
All right, well, very cool. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to sign off now and play a little bit more of this. But thank you again, Josh, for showing us how Pulp Monsters or Pulp City.
Pulp City's the game.
Pulp City's the game. Pulp Monsters is the company.
Right.
Thanks for showing us how it works.
Hey, no problem. Thanks, Matt.